Protocols 8 and 9. We must arm ourselves with all the weapons which our opponents might employ against us. We must search out in the very finest shades of expression and the knotty points of the lexicon of law justification for those cases where we shall have to pronounce judgments that might appear abnormally audacious and unjust, for it is important that these resolutions should be set forth in expressions that shall seem to be the most exalted moral principles cast into legal form. Our directorate must surround itself with all these forces of civilization among which it will have to work. It will surround itself with publicists, practical jurists, administrators, diplomats, and finally with persons prepared by a special super-educational training in our special schools. These persons will have consonance of all the secrets of the social structure. They will know all the languages that can be made up by political alphabets and words. They will be made acquainted with the whole underside of human nature, with all its sensitive chords on which they will have to play. These chords are the cast of the mind of the goyim, their tendencies, shortcomings, vices, and qualities, the particularities of classes and conditions. Needless to say that the talented assistants of authority, of whom I speak, will not be taken from the goyim, who are accustomed to perform their administrative work without giving themselves the trouble to think what is its aim, and never consider what it is needed for. The administrators of the goyim sign papers without reading them, and they serve either for mercenary reasons or from ambition. We shall surround our government with a whole world of economists. That is the reason why economic science is from the principal subject of the teaching given to the Jews. Around us again will be a whole constellation of bankers, industrialists, capitalists, and the main thing, millionaires. Because in substance everything will be settled by the question of figures. For a time, until there will be no longer any risk in entrusting responsible posts in our state to our brother Jews, we shall put them in the hands of persons whose past and reputation are such that between them and the people lies an abyss, persons who, in case of disobedience to our instructions, must face criminal charges or disappear. This in order to make them defend our interests to their last gasp. Protocol number 9. In applying our principles, let attention be paid to the character of the people in whose country you live and act, a general, identical application of them, until such time as the people shall have been re-educated to our pattern, cannot have success. But by approaching their application cautiously, you will see that not a decade will pass before the most stubborn character will change, and we shall add a new people to the ranks of those already subdued by us. The words of the liberal, which are in effect the words of our Masonic watchword, namely, liberty, equality, fraternity, will, when we come into our kingdom, be changed by us into words no longer of a watchword, but only an expression of idealism, namely into, quote, the right of liberty, the duty of equality, the ideal of brotherhood, unquote. That is how we shall put it. And so we shall catch the bull by the horns. De facto, we have already wiped out every kind of rule except our own, although de jure, there still remain a good many of them. Nowadays, if any states raise a protest against us, it is only pro forma, at our discretion and by our direction. For their anti-Semitism is indispensable to us for the management of our lesser brethren. I will not enter into further explanations, for this matter has formed the subject of repeated discussions amongst us. For us, there are not checks to limit the range of our activity. Our supergovernment subsists in extra-legal conditions which are described in the accepted terminology by the energetic and forcible word, dictatorship. I am in a position to tell you with a clear conscience that at the proper time, we, the lawgivers, shall execute judgment and sentence. We shall slay, and we shall spare. We, as head of all our troops, are mounted on the steed of the leader. We rule by force of will, because in our hands are the fragments of a once powerful party, now vanquished by us. And the weapons in our hands are limitless ambitions, burning greediness, merciless vengeance, hatreds, and malice. It is from us that all-engulfing terror proceeds. We have in our service persons of all opinions, of all doctrines. Restorating monarchists, demagogues, socialists, communists, and utopian dreamers of every kind. We have harnessed them all to the task. Each one of them on his own account is boring away at the last remnants of authority, is striving to overthrow all established form of order. By these acts, all states are in torture. They exhort to tranquility, are ready to sacrifice everything for peace. But we will not give them peace until they openly acknowledge our international supergovernment and with submissiveness. The people have raised a howl about the necessity of settling the question of socialism by way of our international agreement. Division into fractional parties has given them into our hands, for, in order to carry on a contested struggle, one must have money, and the money is all in our hands. We might have reason to apprehend a union between a clear-sighted force of the Goy kings on their thrones and the blind force of the Goy mobs. But we have taken all the needful measure against such possibility. Between the one and the other force, we have erected a bulwark in the shape of a mutual terror between them. In this way, the blind force of the people remains our support, and we only, shall provide them with a leader and, of course, direct them along the road that leads to our goal. In order that the hand of the blind mob may not free itself from our guiding hand, we must every now and then enter into close communication with it, if not actually in person, at any rate through some of the most trusty of our brethren. When we are acknowledged as the only authority, we shall discuss with the people personally on the market places, and we shall instruct them on questions of the political in such wise as may turn them in direction that suits us. Who is going to verify what is taught in the village schools? But what an envoy of the government or a king on his throne himself may say cannot but become immediately known to the whole state, for it will spread abroad by the voice of the people. In order to annihilate the institutions of the Goyim, before it is time we have touched them with craft and delicacy, and have taken hold of the ends of the springs which move their mechanism, these springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We have got our hands into the administration of the law, into the conduct of elections, into the press, into liberty of the person, but principally into education and training as being the cornerstones of a free existence. We have fooled, bemused, and corrupted the youth of the Goyim by fearing them, rearing them in principles and theories which are known to us to be false, although it is that they have been inculcated. Above the existing laws, without substantially altering them, and by merely twisting them into contradictions of interpretations, we have erected something grandiose in the way of results. These results found expression in the fact that the interpretations masked the law. Afterwards, they entirely hid them from the eyes of the governments, owing to the impossibility of making anything out of the tangled web of legislation. This is the origin of the theory, of course, of arbitration. You may say that the Goyim will rise upon us, arms in hand, if they guess what is going on before the time comes. But in the West we have against this a maneuver of such appalling terror that the very stoutest hearts quail. The undergrounds, metropolitans, those subterranean corridors which before the time comes will be driven under all the capitals and from whence these capitals will be blown into the air with all their organizations and archives.